Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
All right, Coach. We had us a good week in sports. Had some really exciting NFL, college, even had some baseball news.
Yeah.
In the offseason.
In the offseason. You usually don't hear too much in the baseball.
No, baseball pretty quiet, man, until they get what they call the spring training. But they made major, major headlines. We'll get to that, but we got to talk about that college championship game.
That's right. We got a local kid that won him a championship.
Yes,
I don't think
did.
Nobody from Muskegon ever
was a part of a team that won a national championship.
In the county. I would say Muskegon-wide.
Yeah, county-wide, man. I have to agree. That's a big, big issue. Didn't have a major part during the game, but from my understanding is that he's done exceptionally well in the preparation for this game.
If you see any footage of him in practice, he look like he start.
He's a beast. Yeah, but you look at that starting lineup for LSU, and it's like, man, look at these guys across this front line. They massive.
Studs, man.
He going to get his shot, trust me.
And it's coming.
And they'd already said, you know, he going to play 2 years. You know, it's his third year. He'll play, well, he's red shirt, and he can go after his junior year. And they know he's going to the NFL. As long as he stay healthy, stay clean, stay out of trouble, foregone conclusion, he will be playing on Sunday.
Anthony Braff, I had him as a sixth grader.
Big Tony.
Man, Big Tony. I remember taking him to East Lansing and telling him, like, look, y'all need to offer him.
Right,
like,
he's
in sixth grade.
Tell me a story.
I say, look, just keep on bringing him to camp for free.
Mm-hmm.
They was like, oh, we straight.
Okay.
Now you're LSU. I see.
Yeah.
So I ain't going to even talk about that conversation no more.
Yeah.
But I remember him sitting down with me, telling me, like, Chauncey, they were one of the finalists, but Michigan State won series. He was like, you got to think. You introduced me to them in the sixth grade. They should have been on it.
Right. Yeah, first shot.
Yeah.
Could have been inviting.
Going to the spring football game every year, taking him.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Inside track.
Inside track. I had it. So, hey.
Yeah, they'll live to regret that one, man.
Yeah.
No doubt about it, man.
That's
but,
right.
You know, that was a fantastic game. I watched
first half was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, first half, it was pretty evenly matched. A little thicker than his dad.
Yeah.
Tight end.
Yeah.
And
got them hands, though.
In the NFL, if you're a tight end and you got that good hands and you got some speed on you, you will get paid.
You're going to get paid.
And he going to get paid.
You see OJ walking around giving everybody money. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He giving players money. He was giving. He was
y'all
like,
need to be paid for that performance. Okay. Oh, that was just fake money. Joe Burrow said it wasn't fake.
No, it wasn't fake.
And Joe Burrow said the NCAA can't do nothing about it.
Can't do nothing about it. He's an alumni. You know?
Yeah.
So he was just giving him like, here, man, here you go, man.
Right.
He probably gave everybody $1,000.
NCAA,
yeah.
Right? Because he's saying, look at here, for that kind of performance, man, you guys should be getting paid dollars, all right?
I played at this level. I know what it looked like.
Right. So since the NCAA won't pay you, I'm going to pay you.
he was really heading off the bread. He had stacks on him.
He had them on him, man. He came prepared.
But you know, that's a homegrown kid where his mom ran track and all that. He loves that program.
Okay.
You know, dad was an athlete there. So he like, when he look at LSU, he like one of them kids like Shaq when Shaq got offered.
Okay.
You know, like, you know, the coach saw him as a ninth grader.
In LSU.
Yeah. So it's like, you the one, y'all believe in me. My family is part of it. So he running out there like, I'm a real alumni. I love this.
Oh, yeah. He's on sideline.
Yeah.
He had that press pass.
Yep.
You going to get on the sideline.
Yeah, you don't get on scrubs. Don't get those.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, that was good. That was good. I enjoyed that. It was very entertaining. Just a little bit later than I like to be up.
Yeah. Well, that game.
They was balling. Yep. So, the other guy be back. Trevor Lawrence is back next year. Burrow going on to the NFL. They figure he'll be first pick in the draft. And Cincinnati, I think, has the number one pick. So, but when you get drafted, you have to go with
the best.
With the least, rather, because, you know, the losing his team is the one to get the first pick. But, you know, he's going to get paid. Bottom line, he's going to get paid, man.
Yeah, his daddy know. His daddy betted on him.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure did. So he's going to win the Heisman Trophy. So he's going to be all right, all kind of endorsements. He'll make money. You know, and then the NFL weekend was outstanding, because I didn't think the
Green Bay Packers were gonna win. I know that
they gonna beat KC. I mean the Niners.
I didn't think the Green Bay Packers was going to be Seattle.
Well,
they cheated them.
Seattle, they had them.
Yeah, they had them. They had them.
Had them on the ropes, man. They let them off. That was about the closest game of the weekend.
Yeah, it was.
But that Kansas City, Houston game, Houston jumped out to a 24-0 lead. 24-0. People actually left that game. Kansas City fans actually left. And in 3 minutes, I think it was roughly 3 minutes, they scored like 3 touchdowns. They back in that thing, and they went on to win it. And Patrick Mahomes showed out. So that's going to be another great game because they got the – and the Ravens, man, I didn't see that coming. They couldn't do anything.
But you know what it was, Tony?
Defense,
it was
a man. Titans.
They played a typical football game, the Titans did. They're 9-17, and they play, hey, we're just going to play football.
Yeah.
We're going to run the ball with our running back that nobody can stop.
Baddest running back in the league.
Where people scared to tackle him. Grown man in the NFL that could probably push cars, scared to tackle this man.
Yeah.
And he was turning defenders into blockers.
He was.
Like, there, he running and he'll be like, he'll push him.
Stuffed
that stuff. And then grab him and carry him. They say, you know, they running with him. Like, dog, let him get a couple more yards.
Yeah, that was amazing, man. I don't know how KC going to deal with this dude.
That's going to be
fun.
I
don't know, man.
And then KC's game with the Texans.
Yeah.
It seemed like they was like, oh, go get down by 24, and now let's play.
Let's play. We spotted them 24 points now, okay? So all the bettors and everything, I know they was excited because, of course, they were underdogs.
Yeah.
Right? KC was the favorite. 24-0. Everybody, people was walking up to that window talking about, can I get paid now? Game ain't over. You got to wait till the game over. And good night above. They ran out of, you know, they do fireworks after every touchdown in KC.
That's
they
right.
They ran out of fireworks. They didn't have no more fireworks. They scored so many touchdowns. Yeah, so another good weekend coming up for sports. And get ready for the Super Bowl. And I'm just going to talk briefly on this baseball scandal. Which was, it was crazy, man, that, and it's a World Series now, right? Houston
yep.
Astros playing the Los Angeles Dodgers for the championship, and they get accused of stealing signs, and the coach got fired, general manager got fired, owner got fined $5 million, but, you know, baseball has been notorious for cheating. Stealing signs have always been a part of baseball.
Yeah.
You know, using foreign substance to doctor the baseball.
Or using foreign substance in their body.
In their body, the PED. You're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
That era with all those home runs, Sammy Sosa.
The Barry Bonds of the world.
Yeah. Hit.
Yeah.
They like they used to crack the jokes on Barry Bonds. They're like, why is his feet still growing? He's like, how is his feet still growing? He's 35.
You're right. He was blasting the ball out the stadium.
My shoes grew 2 sizes. Like, his helmet was growing. It was amazing. He was on something.
Yeah, the other one was the pitcher that has made it into the Hall of Fame there. Gosh, from Texas. He was a Texas pitcher.
A tall guy?
No. Man, I can't think of his name anyway off the top. But there's been a number of players that have been either banned for a period of time or fined that was involved in cheating. So I don't see it as a really major surprise. It's just the fact that it was a World Series game. You know, the biggest stage for baseball. And come out that these guys have actually installed video equipment in their stadium to be able to steal signs, and then came up with a system to beat a trash can in order to tell the batter what pitches is coming.
Yep. Or then they had somebody from the press box run all the way down.
Okay.
Like they'll see something and get a signal, and they'll run all the way down and tell them what it was. I'm like, you telling me you run all the way down from the top of the stadium?
He's a pretty fast dude, man.
To the bottom of the dugout and say something to somebody.
Wow, that take cheating to a whole different level, man.
I heard that. I say, this is some amazing facts out in this world.
Yeah, it is, man. It is. You know, all this money on the line, and these guys is willing to risk their reputation, their livelihoods, in order to win. Good luck, because that's a short-lived opportunity. Because now you're out of baseball. Yep. They didn't touch the players, though. Players were not punished for their involvement. But you had to have some involvement if they're stealing signs and they're telling you what to go for, what you got to be looking for. Players had to know what was going on. But whole different story. Players union would make them go to the ends of the earth to prove that these guys really knew what was happening.
Yeah, that, like you said, that money is a serious issue, man.
Yeah. And one more note before we get in our show. Our girls played last night.
Oh, yes.
Kent City, number two team in their division in the state, highly ranked, double overtime win.
Yes.
And watching those girls play, I knew some point in time that it was all going to come together because they worked so hard.
That's right.
I think last night showed it.
That's right. I would think when I saw it, the results, I was somewhere and somebody texted me like, they put up play Kansas City. I said, it's going to be a good game tonight.
Yes, sir.
I said that and it's like, how you know? I say, I just know that the girls I've been around, them girls are tough at Muskegon. When you talk about Kaylin Nash, Deja, Shauna Day, Ja'Kayla Anderson, and some of those girls that's there, that's a big three in itself.
Okay. And they showed up.
And that big three showed up. So those girls, and they know how it is of being of winning. And Paris knows how it is being an alumni. And she tough.
She tough,
the
man.
The girl's starting to adapt to her personality. And it's a blessing having a young woman that's tough and educated in front of those young ladies working in the schools.
That's awesome.
That's a reflection of them young ladies that, look, I'm educated. I went the community college route. And I got my degree.
Okay.
And I'm here in front of you, and I'm impacting your life, and I'm helping you become a winning team, and I'm putting my stamp and name on this program.
Yep. So
you can't discredit her. She's doing a great job,
man. Yeah, they had suffered some early losses, and I watched them, but it was like, it wasn't for lack of effort. Man. They just hadn't got all their skill sets together and working together. But I knew, I said, man, eventually this thing is going to come together, and they're gonna take some wins from teams because that was their first loss last night, Kent City. They were undefeated.
They awesome.
Oh, yeah. They rated number two. Right.
They good. Every year they good.
They're good.
I remember when I was working with the girls, our first year we lost to them. With a buzzer beater.
Okay.
And it was a good game back and forth all night. So I know when they came up in the Paris just got a great signature win. She's won other games. But, that's a great coach and that's a great community they went against.
Mm-hmm.
And even I don't look at, like you said, Division II, Division different level. Hey, you know what it is.
Okay.
Speaking the best football program around, they Division III.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
When they played them Division I teams, they knew what time it was.
They give them the flux.
More money and everything. So when a team is lower than us, I don't even look at that. I look at the coach, the pedigree of the players they put out. Because they had an out-cold girl on Kent City team.
Oh, yeah.
That can shoot and handle that rock out of this world.
They set the record for shoot 3 points, man. Yeah. They shoot the three-pointer. They set records.
And they hit it.
And they hit it.
So when you think about that, and you think about Paris is a defensive coach. She pressure.
Mm-hmm. That made the difference.
Yep. And she not going to give. So, that her personality shows up on that play of them girls. And you want to see her be successful. So, man, kudos to them. And I'm just so happy to see them. And the person I'm really happy for is Kaylin Nash. So I see her in the school. I was like, when you figure it out, the team going to be better.
Okay.
I tell her that. I say, when you figure it out, the team going to be better. I always tell her, I say, when you figure it out, I see her in the building.
Uh-huh.
I say, look, Kaylin, I used to give you a ride all the time. When I was around, when I was healthy, doing helping you, you got it in you. You the piece. And when I seen that 18-10-4, I was like, uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Hold this side of the state in trouble.
Right.
She can play guard. She got a jumper. She mean. And then when she off the court, she bubbly.
Right.
Man, you can't beat it.
Well, they got the matchup is this Friday.
Yeah.
When you guys hear this, that game would have been played. But I tell you, for all intent and purposes, I'm putting my money on them Lady Reds when they play the Reese Puffer Rockets and their old coach.
Man, it's gonna be
it's gonna be madhouse.
Look, I'm gonna tell you this. It's one thing about being with the Big Reds that intensity, I don't care how good you are.
Yeah.
You don't get a chance to play against that every night.
Mm-mm. No.
You don't. And so that when you in practice, you going against each other. And then what you said with the schedule when Paris first started, the schedule she had was a regional final schedule.
Okay.
Those first four games, you playing at Kalamazoo. You playing the best programs in the state.
Yeah, Rockford.
Yep.
Yes.
Your coach guy, he puts that in place as an athletic director where you're going to have, if you will say you a coach, get ready to be under the fire.
That's right.
In your beginning of your season. So now when you get into your conference play, you know how to rotate your pieces and you know how to implement your game plan. So when the playoffs come and everything, now you everybody know what's up. You like, I know who ready in the trenches and I know who not. So don't be complaining about no playing time.
Right, you had plenty of time to prove it.
Yep, you done proved it. I know my rotation. So that's what he does for all his coaches to get ready. Because Muskegon, you know how it is. It's about playing in March. And like just like in football, it's about playing in November.
Yes, sir.
So it's nothing different. So for the girls program or whatever. So I just want, like you said, it's all about these kids going to school and being competitive and saying, I know a predator of a player I'm getting, but look out for Kaylin Nash. I'm telling everybody, she's a beast. And Coach P gonna have her ready.
Oh, yeah. So, yep, if you're not doing anything, because we get them at home, too, right? We got a home and away. So when they show up at Redmond Potter, man, we want everybody to show up for that game and cheer on them boys and girls.
That's right. That's and the boys, great. I know the boys going to be in Detroit this weekend. They playing Reese Puffer Friday, but they're going to be in Detroit at the Martin Luther King Ferndale tournament.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're going to be there on the 18th. That's a big tournament. I was thinking about driving down to that out. But it's a three-day weekend, ain't it? I'm like, I could probably get my wife to drive.
Three-day weekend.
If I can get her to get out the house to do that, I would love going out there
to see that. Okay, work on that, Coach.
Yeah, catch me some my little jazz spot to get something to eat at.
Right.
Yeah, Baker's Lounge.
Baker's Lounge. Livernois. You know about Baker's Lounge.
A beef rib and some fried catfish. It'll help me. That'll be a nourishment to my soul.
That's an icon in Detroit, brother.
Man, that's buddy. Laid back, brother.
Baker's Keyboard Lounge.
It's right down the street from Ferndale High School, too. So
yeah, right down the street. It was a 7 mile of Livernois, and Ferndale's on 8 miles. So it's just a mile away.
Yeah, and Ferndale, like everybody, Ferndale's a suburb of Detroit, but like you got 8 mile right there. So right across the street is Ferndale. So.
Right.
That's West Side kids going to that school. So ain't no scrubs. Muskegon's not playing no scrubs Saturday. No. So
it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, man. It's gonna be fun.
Yep. No doubt, Coach. What we got on our docket today for our listeners?
I think I see you had something about the Donald Trump.
Yeah,
his approval rating.
Yeah, I subscribe to this email service called wealthmanagement.com, and one of the things that came out today was the some clients may not be so excited to see President Trump potentially go, and the reason is that, you know, unfortunately, during his term in office, the stock market has done extremely well. But you also got to remember a lot of that took place after the prior administration. But the statistics were rather startling for me. It's like 47% of the people that are investors like what he's doing from an economic standpoint. So, you know, there's like a lot of information about why these people, you know, support him. And it's not really his political views. It's not his personality or his behavior. It's the fact that they've all gained wealth during his administration. And unfortunately, they equate that to him being in office. But, you know, so people basically, the ones that were using this poll, were voting with their pocketbooks versus the political views and how the country is managed, which can be misleading because regardless, at some point in time, there's going to be a correction, being that if he's in office or not. But I thought that was very interesting that a lot of the people that are, you know, use a lot of their wealth to invest were supporting him because of the economy doing so well.
So that's crazy. When you think about the old slave narrative, you think about somebody stealing your concepts and your ideas and credit for your jobs and opportunities.
Oh.
You talk about those patents.
Oh, yeah.
And like he patented it. Like, somebody else before him did it and didn't want to give him no credit. And now he's trying to stand on somebody else's hard work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, man. Take credit for it.
That's rough. That's rough right there. I don't know if I could do that as a man, take somebody else's job. An opportunity that they put in some place and make my job a little bit easier. Try to steal their shine. I can't do that.
Well, those are called opportunists.
Yeah.
They'll take advantage of any opportunity they have to make themselves look good.
Yep. So look, we're in 2020 and we're back to the months on what to do every month in 2020. Yeah, I don't know, last week, we went through January through June. Today, we start off in July, the seventh month, what to do in the seventh month. All right, before we talk about that, I'm like, I've been waking up pretty early trying to get to the gym, trying to get back in my regular habit. And a lot of times when I wake up, my wife leaves out with me, Tony, and I'm like, either I'm aging or something is changing. And like, you know, you wake up, and I was like, my wife was talking to me today, and I got turned on because she was talking about money. She was talking about investments, and she was talking about insurances and tax deferring money. I'm like, at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Asking me questions about, like, yeah, okay, what do the LLC do here? Right? Like, if I put this money here, I'm like, man.
Okay.
I'm becoming an OG, because I was like, oh, you looking good. Girl, you looking good. I was like, I ain't tell her yet. I was just driving today on my way here to record the show. I was like, man, my wife talking like that early in the morning.
Right, at 4:30.
Man. Eat breakfast. I'm like, yeah. She said, what about this? What about? Man, I got to look into that. I'm going to ask Tony about that at the job, about this investment thing. I'm like, hold on. I'm looking at it. It's 4:30 now. I ain't say it, but I'm like, I'll just keep on letting her go. And I'm like, okay. That's what marriage is all about.
Yes, it is, Doc. Man. Yes, it is.
That's sexy talk right there. Okay. Tony, that's sexy talk. I know that, you right. Girl, you make me.
Yeah, you got to get all dialed up and dressed up.
You talking about saving me some money. You talking about asking some questions about some intricate things.
Yeah, building wealth for the future. Ooh, man.
At 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, man. Most people don't even know it's a 4:30 in the morning.
So that's how my morning started. So just thinking about that. We also got we got Martin Luther King weekend coming up.
Yeah,
so we
got to
give that brother some credit, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so when we talk about financial freedom, we talk about equity, we talk about the dream. The dream being realized is diversity, is people being able to say, it's not about my skin color, it's about the content of my character and the respect I have for others and how I establish myself in this world. And I always think you establish yourself first with humanity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But after humanity, it should be your education. And then after your education, it should be what you do for your community. Then your resources.
Right. I buy that.
You know, so your resources, you don't start with what you got in your pocket, but first.
Mm-mm.
And no. But I think that's a portion of who you're going to become. But just going to for 2020, I think that's just Martin Luther King just giving him a shout out. Because some kids telling me the other day, it was like, oh, Mr. Williams, that was a long time ago. I said, hold on, you got a black man in front of you teaching you.
Okay. Now, let's go back a long time ago. It wasn't happening.
I say, imagine me, 1950, or Martin Luther King around, walking in here with a suit on, trying to teach you all about a job and about a career and having a mindset. Shoot, a Ku Klux Klan to be outside trying to get me.
Absolutely would.
Like, you not going to be teaching my kids?
Mm-mm, no.
So I had to share that with them. I said, it's imperative that you understand the history. So when you go places, you understand that how powerful that you being financially literate, having literacy in your life and understanding numbers and your data and everything is important for your equity, period.
Yes, it is, man. You know, and it's not, you know, I know back when I was in high school, I even had a counselor and others say, you know, college is probably not for you. You know, you need to think of something else. And, you know, I took that as a way of them telling us that we don't belong in college. Right?
Yes,
and that becomes a driving force. But today, you know, when we got people like you that's in the classroom that can stand before our students and tell them that college is possible if that's what you want to do. It's not the only option you have, but if you work hard, you are able to go to college. And we didn't get that, okay? We didn't get that because that wasn't a part of their mandate. Their mandate was to make sure that we got through, well, I shouldn't say to make sure, but offer us the opportunity to get through high school so we could go to work down at Lakey and Continental Motors or whatever. So y'all just finish high school and go to work in a factory. Don't be trying to go to college and be a lawyer, a doctor, or a teacher, or anything of a professional capacity. But that has changed, and part of that is because of Martin Luther King.
That's right. So we got to get shot out there before even we got to these months, but... I just wanted to shed light on that, and I always think about that. They're having something tomorrow, and I told our administrative staff, I said, I want to take our kids for a walk to the front door tomorrow for the youth summit. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you want to walk? I was like, because when I think about Martin Luther King, I think about Rosa Parks and the bus boycott. They walk for a whole year. So if I can't walk down the new 3rd Street to the front row, at least 20 people, something got to be wrong.
Right. I think that's a great concept.
Yeah. So I'm like, that's why I told the kids while we walking. I was like, who want to walk? It's about 20 or 30 of us going to be walking tomorrow. And we're going to walk down 3rd Street because it's a new downtown. And
yeah.
These kids need to see that, hey, it's your city. It's
that's that. That's
so
right.
So when we walk, they look like, why they walking?
Yeah. Okay, where they going?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to gain some knowledge.
That's right. So just looking at that and just growing on that. So I want to get back into the months, but that's just understanding the financial power of that. But in July, hire a fiduciary advisor or check up on your current advisor. June 30 is the date for a certified financial planner board of standards to begin enforcing a rule that requires CFPs to act in a client's best interest at all times when providing financial advice, not when just offering financial planning services as the previous standards require. We're talking about
certified financial planners. Yeah,
my tax bill, $14,000. My financial planner didn't even tell me. We're talking about people doing that to people.
Oh, well.
Giving them not bad advice, but say, I helped you the one time. No, we got to be able to really get them what they substantially need in every area.
Good, solid advice. You know, and depending on what took place, that 14 grand might represent the fact that you made a whole bunch of money.
That's right. But then, like, how is that person assessing where you're at as their client?
Right.
Throughout the year, not just the one time you see them.
No, you know, that's why they should be, actually, they should be doing monthly income and profit statements, profit and loss statements on a monthly basis if they're your certified financial planner, and especially if you're in business.
So I know for me, I'm not a millionaire yet. But what I do is I talk to my financial planner every 3 months.
Okay.
He want to come wherever I'm at, wherever I'm working at, he want to come see me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to see what you got. What you done paid off? What you done get the lottery?
What you working on?
Somebody didn't give you a lottery gift or anything? Or you got an extra a book sold or something? What you got going on?
Right.
I always want to know if I can find another way to put some money away. So he always does me like that every 3 months. I said, why you want to see me every 3 months? He said, that's how I do people that's going in the right direction. He said, if you the income tax return type of guy, I only see you one time.
Okay, right.
You're not.
Yeah.
He said, you got a business, you're doing this, you're doing that.
Yeah, you're W-2.
Yep. He said, I want to see you 3 or 4 times a year. He said, you got 1099 and you got a W-2.
Yep.
So he said, you got some things going on that you, and you got the nonprofit. So you got some things going on. I need to talk to you.
Okay.
To figure out how you got the tax deferred money. So then in the mere year checkup in July, see whether you can take steps to lower your taxable income for 2020. One idea, boost contributions to tax advantage accounts, such as your 401k, your IRA, your health savings account. If you're 70 and a half or older, you can transfer up to $100,000 a year directly to a charity without distribution, counting towards your adjusted gross income. Plus, the transfer qualifies as required minimum distribution. Mm-hmm. So you can take $100,000, and it won't affect your adjusted gross income.
Okay.
That's,
How about that?
That's what people don't understand, man. Saving, Tony.
That's it, man.
Like, America works when you pay into it.
Yeah.
It's the machine and the system that works. And say, I give you a break if you don't spend, blow all your money. Let me say that again. I will give you a break from all the hardships if you just save with me. Come work with me.
Come on.
Put your money in this account. Don't touch it.
Right.
Get your bills under control. And I look out for you at tax time. How about that? You want to lower student loan bill? You want to have some less taxes?
Don't get no better than that.
Man, when I figured that out, Tony, I said the way to go is to save.
Yeah.
Make as much as you can, but defer as much as you can, too.
That's right.
Tell an accountant or a financial planner card, hey, man, you got to spend $20,000. I don't care what you spend on, but you got to give me a receipt for 20 grand.
Right.
When it get like that, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear phone calls
that
like
phone
that.
Call. I know
that. I need
right.
that phone call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, you got to spend $20,000, man. You want a new car or something? Don't you want something? That's what I want to hear in those conversations.
Yeah.
When somebody telling me I got to do that.
Yep.
So
distribution.
The last comment for July is grab a great deal. Although Amazon keeps the date hush hush, the realtor's annual Prime Day has always taken place in July. Members of Amazon Prime Service is $119 a year, which I am a member. They get access to discounts on a variety of products, especially Amazon's own items such as Kindle, e-readers, Fire TVs, and Echo Smart Speakers. Competitors such as Walmart and Target often launch their own sales too. And what I usually do is when I buy stuff, I resell it on eBay.
Okay.
I'm telling nobody all
it's
that.
It's all right, man. That's called entrepreneur.
Yeah, because I got the perk of just having the Amazon free shipping and all that. I'm like, oh, this was only this. It's mm-hmm. going for this much. Somebody else selling for this, I might well make $100 off of.
Why
me
not?
Let me buy four of them. That's $400. So it's always a way to make a buck, an honest buck, if you do it right. So, yep. So that's what I have for the month of July. Hire a financial fiduciary advisor, how to take your money and how to spread it. Mid-year tax checkups, and just being able to look for a great deal all the time.
Yep.
Clearing shelves and everything. So the scripture I got today, Tony, trust God with the least good for nothing. Proverbs 21, verse 15, justice is a joy to the godly, but it terrifies evildoers. Faithful completion of one's work is a great accomplishment. You see that? Hear that word? Faithful? Mm-hmm. Faithful over few. Being a diligent worker does not come naturally to some people. Do your due diligence.
Yep.
It is a result of strong character. Don't look for shortcuts that results in efficiency. Work hard as if in the service of God. Work hard as if God watching you, especially when you're dealing with other people's money and paperwork.
Oh, yeah.
That credibility spreads itself. When I work with clients, I always tell them, they say, you don't charge a lot. I say, you know what? I charge enough to make you want to tell somebody else because when you talk to me, it feel like your life has increased. I'm in the law of increase.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I'm working with somebody or spending time with you, I want you to feel like you don't want time to run out.
Okay.
I want to be in the law of increase when I'm around people. So like, man, I feel like I got more than what I paid for working with him.
Good move.
But I was like, everything he gave me was what I needed. So that's what I'm about. That's the scripture was Proverbs 21, verse 15. I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
All right, cool.